Reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text number 17, Uttama Purusha Sanya Paramatma Tadavrata, Elokatraya Mavishya Vivartaya Iswara. Translation, besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord Himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. Please repeat. Besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord Himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. Purport. The idea of this verse is very nicely expressed in the Katha Upanishad and the Svetasvatara Upanishad. It is clearly stated there that the above the innumerable living entities, some of whom are conditioned and some of whom are liberated, there is the Supreme Personality, who is Paramatma. The Upanishadic verse runs as follows. Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetanana. The purpose is that amongst all the living entities, both conditioned and liberated, there is one Supreme Living Personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who maintains them and gives them all the facility of enjoyment according to different work. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. A wise man who can understand Him is eligible to act in perfect peace and not others. Om Ajnana Tumiran Vashya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading the instructions of Krishna. At one place, Srila Prabhupada said, people are trying to do research. People are trying to find out like our universities or scientists. They are trying to find out, know things, understand things. But the knowledge is already there. We don't have to use our limited abilities and try to know things. Our span of life is limited. Our intelligence is limited. And our ability to do, to know everything is limited. It's not that you can be a computer engineer, you can also be a pharmacist, you can also be an endocrinologist. It doesn't work, no? You have to choose some line. That means you cannot know all body of knowledge. whether we read this subject or that subject, the idea is how to find comfort, how to find peace, how to find happiness. No? Anything people are doing, they want to live a peaceful way of life, and they want comfortable life, and they want to be happy. The goal of all knowledge. So, Krishna is giving knowledge. What is necessary for us to know? Adhyatma Vidya Vidyanam. The Bhagavad Gita is all about spiritual science. Atata Brahma Jignasa. Our previous educational system in the Vedic times, when there were children, they used to send them to Gurukul and teach them the spiritual knowledge. And you may question, what about the other things? Like geography, mathematics, language, these things, no, languages, literature, things like that. So people are given basic education as much as necessary, and then save time, recognize the importance, the more important knowledge, spiritual knowledge. So, anyone who can understand spiritual knowledge, that is the first priority. If you cannot take to that way of life seriously, then your other things, you can become a laborer, you can become a businessman, you can become an administrator. But if you can realize the importance of spiritual knowledge, then you are supposed to advance in that field, that is the Brahminical class. And the society is to be guided by Brahminical class, because they understand why we are here, what we are supposed to do, and what will fulfill the mission of life. It is complete knowledge. But unfortunately, nowadays, this Brahminical class is missing, or there are very less people who are Brahminical. And the result is that people are investing their time and energy in many other things. Like the other day, we were discussing. You ask some person and he will say, I want money. And with money, I can fulfill my desires and I will become happy. So people want money, but they don't understand. Alright, take the example of people who already have the money. There are people who already have money, you know, and see whether with money they can buy anything, and they have money and they can buy. So go and see, did they become happy that way? You are thinking, because you have many desires and you are short of money, maybe I will make money and I will enjoy, then I will be happy. That is your idea. But when you meet a Vaishnava, you will put in your mind, all right, it's your idea, let us see, people have money and people are fulfilling their desires. Examine their life. Did they become happy? No, they have their anxieties, they have their worries, and they have their complications, and they have their frustrations in life. So why don't you understand that you work so hard and so much time for making money, and then you buy these things and you enjoy, you get into all these complications. But if you can look into others' lives, maybe you don't have to go through this unnecessary working hard and trying this pleasure, that pleasure, and like that. That is why when you go to a guru, he will try to convince you first how actually you need spiritual knowledge and spiritual advancement, and you try to practice spiritual life. If you are not ready, because the mind may be passionate, the mind may be in the ignorance mode, and you are finding it hard to follow this, then this all at next. Get into the first priority if somebody can make it. If you cannot make it, then you try other things. So the idea is that we don't have to grow up in this world. We don't have to experiment or research in this world, because there is already God-given knowledge. People don't have awareness. People don't have interest in that. And they don't have the opportunity of associating with spiritual people. So Bhagavad Gita is neglected. Like people have neglected Bhagavad Gita, but Prabhupada, one person who has realized Bhagavad Gita and has become a fixed up devotee of the Lord, he went around and he could convince so many people all around the world. Because this is really the need of every living entity. Every living entity. Because our suffering is not because we are short of money. Our happiness is not because we don't have this and that, but because we don't have spiritual life. Like, why do people smoke? Why do people drink? Why do people go for more than necessary womanization and other things? Why do people do that? Because they don't have real happiness, so they are after artificial, temporary pleasures of life, because they don't know. So here Krishna is giving directly, God Himself is giving the knowledge. Like in the sloka, He said, there are fallible living entities, there are infallible living entities, and above them both, there is a supreme infallible living entity. That means there is one supreme. Fallible living entities means, fallible means people who have fallen from spiritual path. All of us. Everyone in this material world is Shara Sarvani Bhutani. Everyone in this material world, who has this material body, and our mind is Bahirmukha, our mind is body conscious, and we are in trouble, we are in confusion, and we are having difficulties. No? It's fallible. We are not meant for that, but because we have a body. We have a body, you cannot avoid these things. So this is called fallible. And infallible living entities, infallible living entities are in the spiritual world. And in the spiritual world, we call it spiritual world because nothing is material there. In the spirit, like you see, in the Goloka, there are girls, cowherd girls, there are cowherd boys, and there also there are parents, and then trees are there, the animals are there, the cows are there. But you cannot compare the living entities there in Goloka, the cows in Goloka and the cows here, the people here and the people there in Goloka, they are not the same. But for looking, they may look the same. They also have one head, two hands, two legs, you know, and they are also like they are also eating, they are also playing, they are also working. No? In the Bhagavatam we see the cowherd boys go for grazing and the cowherd girls, they do household chores. No? They are working and they are also eating, you know, so much festivals, and they also eat, and then they are there playing and entertainment, it is all there. But what is the difference, you know? The difference is, here things are constantly changing. Parivartan. Things are changing here. But in spiritual world, time is conspicuous by its absence. There also, there is morning, there is evening, there is eating, there is working, there is playing. And here things change. In the childhood you play some things. When you are youth, you don't like those playing with dolls and things like anymore. And when you become old, your activities will change. But in the spiritual world, always, Nitya Leela, whenever liberated people, Uttam Bhagavat, they depart from this world, how do we address them? Jayavam Nitya Leela Pravishta, Ashtotra Satasri, Krishna Kripa Sri Murti, S. Bhaktivedanta Sanskrita Prabhupada, Nitya Leela. Nitya Leela means there is no effect of time. Here, in boyhood we do something, in youth we do something else, in the old age we have to do something else. But there, Nitya Leela. Yashoda Mata is always in motherly, in parental affection, Vatsala Ras. And the cowherd boys, they are always in friendly rasa, sakya rasa. You know? And the gopis, they are always in madhurya rasa. You know? And all the animals and the other entities there, they are always in santa rasa. They are happy. The Krishna is moving here and there, they are happy too. So this is called Nitya Leela. So, in this sloka, there are fallible living entities, we are all fallible living entities, but you can also become infallible. Even in this world, there is a Nitya Mukta. Nitya Mukta is that he will not fall down. He is in this world, but they will not fall down. If you are fixed up in your devotional service, whatever you are thinking, whatever you are doing, whatever, like everything Krishna conscious, then there is no effect of the body. there is no influence of Maya, you know, 24 hours. That's why we say devotional service is not just attending Mangalarti, devotional service is not just chanting 16 rounds, devotional service is not 8-hour service you do. It's a spontaneous, natural attraction. You start there. You start with, we are in this material world. Now we are trying to change our attitude, interest. We are material consciousness. Now we want to become Krishna conscious. So the beginning is get up in the morning, chant your rounds, do some seva and whatever is allotted to you, this and that. And you try to know more about by reading or by hearing. And then gradually what happens? Voluntarily you want to do more, you want to chant more, you want to read more, you want to work more, everything, no? And you don't feel work anymore as some kind of a burden. Is it? If you understand the activities of devotional service, and if you put your heart and do them, you see how it is satisfying, how you are becoming liberated. So, voluntarily, when we are a neophyte devotee, you may not like to get up, you have to force yourself. When you become advanced devotee, you'll be waiting. When it will be daybreak, I want to go and have darshan and sing and dance, and then service. How can I do my service better? How can I do my service more? No, like that. So the fallible living entities of this material world, they can become infallible. How they can become infallible? By following the footsteps of people who are liberated. You follow in the footsteps of the liberated people and you can also come to that infallible state. But if it is not bhakti sampradaya, if it is not devotional sampradaya, like these Mayavadis, they also become free from material desires and they think they have become one with God. But this sloka contradicts that. There are fallible, there are infallible, but above these two, there is supreme infallible. Uttama Purusha. We are all in one way Purusha. We can manipulate matter. But still, we are not independent or we are not supreme. And we are facilitated by somebody else. If I am doing something, Krishna has given me this facility to do it. So, this is called Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy means there is God and we are all His subordinates, including Brahma, Shiva, everybody. We are all subordinates. Someone has more power, someone has less powers, but no one is equal to or superior to Krishna. Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says he says, Matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhaninjaya mayi sarva medam pratam sutre maniganeva. Matta paratana nanyat. There is nothing equal to me or superior to me. Everything is resting on me. It looks like Krishna is not there and you see sun is so powerful, Brahmaji is doing this, Shankarji is doing this, and they look like they also have similar powers like Krishna. Or sometimes Krishna is not seen, but they are the powerful people. That's why people are worshipping them. Not everybody is coming to Krishna. So, here Krishna is clarifying it. Yes, I don't have to do directly anything in this world, and there are very big and small many people who are doing all these things, but they are doing all these things and I am in the background, and he is giving the example that the thread in this necklace, it is not seen, only the beads are seen, and when you pull out the thread, they don't stay in position anymore, they will all be scattered here and there. But for looking, it looks like they are sticking to the neck or they are hanging to the neck, but they are not. So similarly, anybody who looks like powerful, this and that, but actually they are being empowered by the Lord. So Krishna, so this is called one supreme person. There is one supreme person, and everybody is in the spiritual world, everybody is infallible, and in the material world, everybody is fallible, and for both material and spiritual, there is one supreme person who has created them and maintaining them. So the purport, the application of the sloka to our life is that we are subordinate, however great we may be, but we are subordinate to one supreme person. And if you really want to become liberated, if you really want to go back, then you should serve him. That is called devotional service. In our philosophy, we give the example. Like, we are like, jiva is like tatastha, no? Jiva is tatastha. If you want, you can be liberated or you can remain in conditional existence, no? We are tatastha. Just like the seashore, the seaside place. Seaside place, on this side there is water, on the other side there is land. And when there is full moon, the water will come and it will make everything wet. And on the no moon day, water will withdraw, and the sand of bed, it looks like dry. So it is affected by both. Sometimes it is wet, sometimes dry. Similarly, we have this body, subtle and gross, and then there is Paramatma on the other side. On this side, you have the material body, which is subtle body and gross body, and inside there is Paramatma. Now it is up to us whether we want to listen to the senses and the mind, the subtle body, or you want to hear to the Paramatma. So if you follow the Paramatma, you can become infallible. But because you have taken help of Paramatma, so you cannot say, I am independent, because you have taken help. That means you are subordinate to him. Like we chant Hare Krishna, and we may get many qualifications. You know, when you chant Hare Krishna, you may get many abilities, you may get many opportunities, you may get a lot of prestige. If you think I am great, immediately we are finished, we are fallen. No? Because all this is happening because you are trying to become an instrument in the hands of the God. Krishna is using you, no? Giving you opportunities, giving you abilities. But at any stage of life, if you think I am so expert than anyone else and I am so big, immediately Krishna will take you away. And then again we make some silly mistakes and we fall down from it. So, and then we will realize that we cannot stay in our position without being supported by Krishna. No? So that's our movement. It's a movement of servants. The Guru is also a servant, everyone is a servant, and we are trying to make everyone also. No? To remain servant is our position. If you don't become Krishna's servant, still you have to be servant of Maya, you have to be government servant, you have to be servant of your family, you have to be servant of your nation, this, that. But your real designation, your original designation, Jivara Swarupa, Krishna and Nitya Das, we are always Das. So, but in this world we are used to, we are used to dominate the material nature, we want to dominate others, and this is our disease. When we give up this diseased mentality and become reinstated as a servant of Krishna and his devotees, then our journey home, will come to an end. And you can always know, no, this material world may have ups and downs, problems and this, but a devotee is not disturbed. Because this will go on. But you remain in your position and nothing can affect you in life. That's what Bhagavad Gita teaches. One who is a Shrita Prajna, one who is Trigunatit, one who is a devotee, one who is a real yogi, he is free from duality. Loss, gain, honor, dishonor, defeat, victory, indifferent. Because you are experiencing something transcendental, which is unlimited times better than any of the material conditions. So such a devotee is not affected by the things of the world. So this is called real shanti. This is called real happiness. Even when you lose your leg, when you lose your wealth, if you are still happy by chanting Hare Krishna, if you are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna has given you, Krishna has taken away, why should I worry? And you just chant and remain in your transcendental position. So only coming to transcendental position is the real immunity. It is a real safety measure. Otherwise, we will be bhava pravaha. We will be just carried away. If you don't have spiritual life, if you don't have devotional service, sooner or later, our feet will get swept away by the currents of the material nature. So the sloka, the conclusion is that we should accept that Supreme Person. And what is the relation between Supreme and the subordinate? Supreme and subordinate, we should serve the Supreme. Like we serve our parents, we serve our elders, we serve our leaders. And similarly, the real parents, the real leader and the real oldest person, that is God, Krishna. So this sloka, it is emphasizing how no one is independent and how powerful one may be, but we should offer our everything, we should submit our everything, that Uttama Purusha Stanya. In the coming slokas, we will read how by taking shelter of the Lord, we become free from all problems and complications of this world. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Nam Sankirtan ki. Hare.